Emily, fantastic to see you here in Northern New South Wales as part of Camp Waratah. Great to get out, great to see so many kids that are part of it.
Yeah, it's good. It's my first time out here, so I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, good to see country rugby going strong as per usual.
Well, you've got the right hat because you certainly need it. It's nice and warm, but you've got the small issue of playing at a Super W final on Friday night. That must be just so exciting after what's been a really interesting year for women's rugby. And
really exciting times for the girls. We had a jersey presentation and a bit of a team dinner last night, so yeah, it's starting to get a bit real, and excitement will kick in probably tonight at training, I reckon. So yeah, it's good, it's really exciting, and we're stoked to be in that position.
It's just one of those things, you got to do the professional training. Have you really been sort of blown away by all the training?
Yeah, I guess a few of us girls have kind of been exposed to that in the past, being in a New South Wales setup or the Wallaroos setup. We've trained like how we are for a few years, but yeah, I think a lot of the new girls are pretty blown away at how hard it is and how much work you have to do to be able to get there. But credit to everyone, they've really stuck in, and you know, no one's back, everyone's enjoying it, so it's good.
Being a pioneer, of course, in the first year of the Bill Corp Super W competition, you're not getting paid, but you're still sort of getting looked after. And you've also got the great opportunity, of course, working with New South Wales Rugby in the Northern Beaches, which must be tough working in the slums of, you know, sort of Warriwood and also Pittwater and Palm Beach. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do get looked after a lot by New South Wales Rugby. We get fed after training, and we get to use all their facilities, and they've really embraced us as one of their teams. So that's been awesome. And yeah, like you said, I get to work for New South Wales Rugby in God's country in Northern Beaches. So I'm from there, and you know, you love where you're from, and you want to see it do well. So yeah, I just help out local community and get rugby cracking around there. So it's going good.
I don't know how you live in that $10 million house here up at Palm Beach and pay the rates, but God's country is actually from about Sydenham South, home of the mighty Southern District Rebels. Speaking of which, great to see that the Rats were able to get the job done with the premiership last year. Wouldn't have heard beating Grace Hamilton and the Sydney Uni side, but that was a fantastic day for the game as well. It was a real festivus of rugby and women's rugby.
It was a pretty special day for us. It was obviously a tough year for Warringah, and yeah, Sydney Uni are a quality team, and they always are, and they were undefeated up until that point. So, you know, I just told the girls that we could get it done. I believed in all of them, and yeah, it was an amazing day with the sevens on, and then obviously the 15s grand final. And yeah, Gracie didn't like that one too much, but she's a great girl, great country girl, so she's good sport.
Wallaroos, tell us a little bit about the program they've got this year. And again, you know, the World Cup was massive last year, but it's just the opportunity now through the Bill Corp Super W is to get more games and more women exposed to the that rigours of the game, and then moving through and playing, you know, the next level there, and hopefully, you know, competing again at a World Cup. So
if all things go to plan, there'll be a pony squad selected, which is a wider Wallaroo squad, I think of 45 or 50 girls across the country. New South Wales girls have an induction next weekend, so whoever gets picked in that will be straight in there, and then start training on the 30th of April as satellite training. So all the New South Wales girls will train together, Queensland, etc. Yeah, I guess the thing that's come from the Super W is that we're playing high level consistent rugby, and I think that will really help the Wallaroos format and how we play. Just being able to play 80 minutes of serious rugby week in, week out has definitely made me a better player, and I probably think the whole of Australia. I do believe there is two against New Zealand at some point. I'm not sure of the date, so yeah, Trans-Tasman rivals is always a big one.
And finally, it's great to see that not only you got the support of Vodafone and Bill Corp for the Wallaroos, but also of course Daikin. Also, of course, Ray White and University of New South Wales have jumped on board, but the sleeve sponsor there, PM Partners, that just makes sure you can get things done, and hopefully in the fullness of time you'll be able to at worst get more study opportunities or get paid.
All the sponsors have been great. New South Wales Rugby staff worked really hard to get those on board, and yeah, PMP came on just a few weeks ago. We went to their offices and met the CEO, and he's really keen, and I think all of them are really excited about women's rugby and what it has to offer. And you know, the more they see the amazing product, you know, the more they get amongst it. So it'll be great to see them all out at the game on Friday, and hopefully we can do them proud.
Emily, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming up. It's fantastic to be part of Camp Waratah, and we wish you all the best as on Fox Sports 5A1 on Friday afternoon at 4:30 with the final, or the inaugural final, of the Bill Corp Super W competition as the New South Wales Waratahs take on the Queensland Reds.